Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He wore number 36.
I stayed there all 12 of my years. I appreciated that, and it was just a childhood dream.
He was first team on the 90s All-Decade Team.
And the little handoff to the upback. Leroy Butler's got a long way to go to the 40. Leroy Butler to the 50.
He is one of four players in NFL history with 38 interceptions and 20 sacks.
And here's Bledsoe back to throw it. Down he goes from behind. Off the corner, Leroy Butler.
Future Hall of Famer Leroy Butler leaps onto Chuck and Winkler now.
Brought to you by Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm of Carson Blau and Clemens. Get the injury settlement that you deserve. Call 414-342-1000.
Got a future Hall of Famer on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Didn't look like there were a lot of future Hall of Famers on the defense yesterday for the Green Bay Packers. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman. Leroy Butler, you'll hear him on the big show today and through the week, 2-6, right here on The Fan. You hear him 7 o'clock the day after every Packer game on Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Leroy Butler joins us again on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Leap36 on Twitter. What's up, Leap?
Hey, Leroy.
Hey, good morning, guys. And before I get started, congratulations to Lorenzo Cain for finally winning the Gold Glove. That's amazing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Congratulations to him.
Long overdue. He should have like six of them.
I know, right?
Yeah, no kidding. The way the Packers played in Los Angeles yesterday, off the top, I mean, I think they're getting some criticism, and from things they said that, you know, maybe it just wasn't in the cards. Can you go out when you play a 16-game schedule and go to, to a team, whether it's home or road, and it's just not your day?
Oh, yeah, it happens. I mean, it happens a lot. I mean, it happened more than you think. But when you're 7-1, it's okay. But it's not the loss that bothers the coaches. It's the way that you lost. Now, for the fans, you understand that. They're reactionary, and we will go through a lot of it on the big show today, and that's fine. So when the coaches want to look into it, they want to find out, first, was the game plan up to par? Is this the best we could come up with? I don't want to get into the travel of it, okay, because Tampa Bay traveled to Seattle and put up 34 points. So I'm not even going to even deal with that. But you have to look at the game plan. You have to look at why couldn't we score in certain instances? Why did you get a block punt? Stuff like that, what irritates coaches. It's not actually losing. I mean, no one's going to really go undefeated. Look what happened to New England last night. You think they want to get beat by 17 points? It happens. But the way that it happens, that's the big issue, especially for coaches.
I think the halftime report from Tracy Wolfson, where she mentioned that Matt LaFleur had said, we got in late on Friday, a little tired. Maybe we need to wake up. I think that made a lot of people mad. And if you look at, you know, the sentiment from a lot of people, Leroy, it's, well, you only have 16 games. You got to play every game. You got to go give it 110%, all that kind of stuff. How often does it happen where you show up at a game and maybe you look around and there's a lot of fans for you on the road and you are 7-1 and you're buying all into that kind of stuff? Is it possible that they just completely overlooked the Chargers and they never really got it going because of that?
No, in the NFL, you don't look past people. There's no such thing as a trap game. That's media stuff, because one game can cause you to get out of the playoffs. One game can cause you to lose home field. One game can cause you a draft pick. One game can cause you a lot. You don't think the Jets – how do you think the Jets feel today losing to Miami? So it happens. So you have to accept that part of that. You know, sometimes you may lose, but it's the way that you lose. That's what should bug people. That should bug people, because there's no defense to that. when people look in the way that you lost. I mean, at one point, they had 50 yards at halftime. And this is the worst game, in my opinion, one of the worst games the offensive line has played all year. Brian Bulaga has been at an all-pro level. He could not block Bosa. I mean, this guy was just having his way. But, again, you're in a stadium that was small, and it was a lot of Packer fans. And I'm going to tell you this. If you're a Packer fan listening and you paid a bunch of money to be there, thank you. And trust me, the Packers apologize for that showing because I was hearing ticket prices because the stadium wasn't as big as normal. That it was way out of normal. But I think the fans, again, understand that they're not going to win every game. But it's the way that you lost. And I think, and I'm going to go out on a limb to say this, I think Matt LaFleur was tongue-in-cheek kind of joking. Because you could kind of tell, because Holmgren used to say that all the time, oh, we're in half sleep. Wake up, guys. He tells us that at halftime. And you would think that it's almost like just a side swipe joke at your team because they're doing things that I'm unaccustomed to see them doing. So they must be like zombies. What is going on here? Let's get this thing going. That's what everybody was saying in everybody's living room. So I have no problem with that. But, again, I saw Tampa Bay. They travel all the time, and them guys put up points. So you have to figure out a team that lost three in a row before they beat Chicago, who missed a kick, just beat you, you know, by, you know, 26-11. So you have to figure that kind of stuff out.
Leroy, why does this team give up such big plays time in, time again? We're hearing how good the secondary is. Those guys do a lot of talking back there. But the bottom line is this team gives up more big plays than any team in the NFL.
You know, it's scheme, too. We used to, one time, I don't know what year that was, but we had a defense like that. It was a very optimistic defense. We would love to, when Brett and the guys, whenever they got ahead, when we can just blitz and do all these great coverages and, you know, get a lot of turnovers. It was awesome. But if we were in a game of our life, a fight, every now and then it's a breakdown. In the NFL, people will find your weakness. And see, that's the thing about this defense. You know, people see you're 7-1, but if you look at the underlining of it, there's a few issues. And right now they're targeting Jair Alexander. They really are. You can see that. They're drawing up plays for him. And he got to be on point because if you're going to talk, you got to walk the walk, especially at defensive back. But to be honest with you, the bend don't break defense is the way of the NFL now. Just make people kick field goals. You remember against Detroit, they were down 13-0. They came back and won. Most people thought that would happen now. You know, your defense, you give up a lot of big plays, but you get down in the red zone, you stiffen up. Okay, they were 9-0, 12, okay, all right. Sooner or later, the offense, just kind of get it going. But that offense that they just played against is going to put up points on a lot of teams if Phillip Rivers is on point, especially with Melvin Gordon back. But I was not happy to see Mike Williams, you know, get that long pass and go down the sideline on Jair Alexander. I wasn't happy about that because he took the wrong angle. You never go underneath. You got to go over the top. And those are coaching points that you can fix, hopefully, because it gets harder moving on.
Talking with Leroy Butler, the future Hall of Famer. Wendy's Big Show 2-6 each and every weekday here on The Fan. Packers got a boost at their receiver position with Devontae Adams coming back, 11 targets for him. It just can't be that the Packers are better without Devontae Adams. That's blasphemy to say. But they did seem a little more disjointed yesterday when you see Devontae Adams return. So I'm just asking a former NFL player, future Hall of Famer, why did the Packers look worse with Devontae Adams out there yesterday?
You know what? You're touching something that's that's like touching a hot fire because people are going to say, well, wait a minute, you don't want your all-pro receiver?
God, this guy's a top-three receiver in the league. He's awesome. Yet they put him back in the lineup yesterday, and it seems like they completely forgot about the running game, the screen game, all that other stuff. So that's that I think is where people want to touch that fire, man.
Well, I know, and that's when it goes back to LaFleur, because he's the play caller. He had 11 targets, caught 7. Lazard was the top yards for the team, and the longest catch was 17 yards. And Aaron Jones had eight rushes for 30 yards. So sooner or later, coaches don't understand this, and they're set in their ways, and you can see LaFleur already doing it. When you look at the score and you're down one touchdown, say you're down 6-0, you can still run the ball. Matter of fact, if you're down 12-0, you can still run the ball. They panic because they think if they don't score that, you know, you're going to keep falling behind. Even if you go 3-and-out, the defense is saying, we're going to take away no – Aaron Rodgers cannot throw it deep. So that's what they did. That's why they held onto the ball. They played really deep, and they played in the intermediate areas. They're saying you can have from 10 to 15 yards, you can have that all day. But Green Bay didn't want that. They wanted to go deep to catch up. They don't need to catch up. Run the ball, make these safeties come back up, then you go deep. But that's the analytics department telling them, hey, man, you need to throw the ball. No. Run the football with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, and now – they're going to say, well, if I run the ball, we're going to run out of time. So they panic and try to throw the ball a lot, and that's what happened.
Well, Devontae said in the locker room after the game, he said, we just couldn't beat their coverage. Now, is that on the offensive scheme, or are the Chargers that good in their secondary that the Packer receivers or running backs couldn't beat the Charger coverage?
That's when if LaFleur hears that soundbite, he may get a little irritated because – some things you try to keep in-house. Now, we can see it on TV, these guys not separating at times. But, again, it depends on what coverage they ran. It depends on what they were giving you. You notice all Devontae passes were like 5-yard turnaround. You can have that. So you're open. But when you're open, do something with it. That's what the coaches are going to say. So they got to figure out that most teams are going to see this tape in the morning. Not today, tomorrow. Because most teams have to break down their own stuff on Mondays. But on Tuesdays, when days are off, they're going to say, hey, Carolina coaches, you know, after we go get some coffee, let's go watch this L.A. tape with the Packers. Because we play them this week. And they'll break down everything, you know, and then they'll go back in to get their game plan together. So they'll mimic and copycat league. How do you stop, you know, the Green Bay Packer offense? You're gonna get Aaron Jones short passes. We'll make Jamal Williams the star, because we think if he's the star, we're good. It's almost like we'll let Giannis get 100 points, but we'll freeze out everybody else and we'll win 105-100. The NFL does that as well. Okay, and another question is going to be: should Devontae Adams just wait it? But no, he was 100%. He was 100%, so you play him. Now, if he was 50%, 60%, no, you messed up the continuity because you wasn't moving around. He was moving around fine.
Well, the defense, Pettine's defense, was so aggressive early in the year, and for most part during this nice little run. I feel like the last couple of weeks, though, he's kind of taken the foot off the pedal. You see the same thing?
Well, he's doing the same tendencies. I think people now kind of understand you're not going to just destroy people like you destroyed people at 7-1, and not a few teams are going to pick up on a few things. His system is amazing. I mean, it really is. But every now and then you get some issues with players that for play action, you know, out the outside run and things like that. That's not even at an alarming rate yet. It's not even at that point. Not at all. He's going to have 3 guys on that team, Pro Bowlers. So his defense is fine because he's stopping people. He's making you kick field goals. I mean, as long as you do that, your defense is fine. You just need the offense to – maybe I'm biased because I'm a defensive guy. You need your offense to score more than 11 points. If you can do that, I think you'll be fine. But the defense got some tinkering here and there. I'll get a chance to watch a film when I get off the phone with you guys. I have more for the fans – the big show today, but I'm sure certain calls he would want back. But some of them, he just lives with it. That's why people love the system.
Leroy, they have had a hard time stopping Melvin Gordon, Austin Ekeler over the weekend. This is a Packer team that had a hard time stopping like a Miles Sanders, a Philip Lindsay. How many hundreds of yards is Christian McCaffrey set for this weekend? I for a team that gives up a lot of big plays, they've got maybe the toughest coming up against Carolina.
Yeah, that guy's amazing. I mean, he's the – oh, my God. Watching him on tape, he doesn't have a weakness. He's very good at protection, out of the backfield, and running the football. And normally guys that good, they don't have a coach that will just feed them. See, normally a coach will get, like I say, stuck in his way. No, my system is my system, and he has to get these yards within my system. No. Christian McCaffrey, the whole offseason, went, changed his body, put on more muscle, because he said, I want the pounding. The guy is just amazing. Matter of fact, my nephew has him on. He had the number one pick and chosen in the fantasy draft. Number one pick out of everybody chose that guy. The guy is just truly amazing when you watch him on film, because they'll run him in the red zone. They'll run him on a goal line. They'll throw it to him. I mean, and their quarterback, Allen, is not making a lot of mistakes. The team's looking pretty good.
We are going to continue to talk to Leroy throughout the season. Again, the day after the Packer game, he'll be with us just after 7 o'clock. Unless, Leroy, you leave us for the Florida State head coaching job if you're going to throw your hat into the ring there.
No, man, it's a mess.
What happened?
Listen, arrogance, 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 all caps.
Dang.
And money, people's like, they got to give this guy $17, $20 million. Listen, they print money at these schools, okay?
Yeah.
That ain't the issue. The issue is getting the right guy that's the right fit. And I told them, it's Edgar Bennett. You tell me Edgar Bennett couldn't do no worse than what Tiger did in a year and a half?
Yeah, he was horrible. 9-21.
That school should be getting, I'm a bias again, Florida State. That school should be getting every top athlete that wants to come there. Not that you have to recruit. He should want to come there. They weren't getting the kids that they wanted to come there. And I was surprised Hornibrook went there. I was shocked. I was happy, but I was shocked. So now they kind of got to regroup. Odell Higgins is the intern coach. I played with him back when I was at Florida State. So he'll get them going, and then they'll choose somebody else. But I'm just going to sit back and wait and just watch the dumpster fire. So this is crazy.
Leroy, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week, and we'll hear you on the big show today starting at 2.
Thanks a lot, guys, and go Pack.
Go Pack, go. Leroy Butler joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Edgar Bennett, former Florida State Seminole. Right now he is the wide receivers coach with Oakland. Leroy saying he should get the job down at Florida State. They fired Willie Taggart yesterday.
Real quickly, one name that is being brought up for that job, P.J. Fleck.
Good, let him go.
Yeah.
He's no good. He's not a good coach.
He's turned around Western Michigan. He's got Minnesota in the top 15.
Minnesota's not a good football team.
They're
not good.
They haven't lost a game.
They've beaten Rutgers.
Hold on a second.
Roll the boat.
Hold on a second.
Oh, shut up.
Minnesota's better than they've ever been before. This is the best they've been. So, I mean, since like the 60s. But this, yeah, he might be, you know, if somebody's going to look at that, he's the young coach, he might come in there and might be able to turn around Florida State.
Well, if I'm P.J. Fleck, I take that job before Penn State comes in and kicks my ass this weekend. Penn State's going to beat them by triple digits?
How about that? Who would ever think Minnesota would be on the game of the week?
Penn State is going to murder. There will be no football program in Minnesota after this weekend.
Don't even care about the Big Ten. There's one game that I care about next Saturday.
What's that?
Oh, LSU-Bama?
One game. LSU will beat Alabama this Saturday.
Yeah, that's the game of the year right there. But, you know, if Wisconsin's going to go to the Big Ten
nobody cares about that anymore.
First tournament, they need Minnesota to lose.
It's Chuck and Winkler. I just said that Penn State would murder the Minnesota football program. Obviously, a play on words. I'm not actually talking about murdering someone. A former Packer was yesterday on Twitter after his team lost. We'll have that for you, plus more from you guys, 799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler. Packers lose to the Chargers 26-11. More of that coming up here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.